With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. On the presidential campaign trail, both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris held large rallies last night. The former president spoke to thousands of people in Las Vegas.
I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I don't think so. What do you think? No way.
In Atlanta, the vice president was joined by former President Obama at her rally.
Make no mistake, we will win. We will win. We will win. Or as a certain former president would say, yes, we can.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes November 5th is shaping up to be a great day for Republicans. He's been traveling the country over recent months and tells the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, there's excitement in the air.
By the end of this week, I will have done campaign events in over 240 cities and 40 states. And no matter where I go, Tony, and I'm spending all the time right now in the swing districts and the toss-up districts, blue areas of the country, there is an energy out there that is difficult to overstate. I mean, there really is just a lot of excitement out there. I think the fuel for that excitement is that people are fed up and they are fired up about all the problems facing the country, and they know who to blame for it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend and can be seen at 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, the death toll has risen to at least 65 in the northwestern Philippines after a tropical storm hit. Forecasters fear the storm may be pushed back by high-pressure winds and actually make a U-turn next week. Four astronauts are back on Earth after a space station mission that lasted almost 8 months. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that most churchgoers want their pastor to address the tough issues.
A poll by Lifeway Research reveals that 80% of Protestants think a clergyman must address hot-button social issues or he's not doing his job. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, as American culture increasingly includes few overly Christian elements and more non-Christian ideas, churchgoers are hungry to know what the Bible says about life's issues. The survey also finds a lot of pastors are preaching about current events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are pinning their hopes for victory on abortion rights voters, but experts point out that older women, even Democrats, see abortion as more of a peripheral issue compared to younger women. And while abortion may resonate deepest with younger women, they're also an historically unreliable voting bloc. Nationally, 4 in 10 women under 30 years old say abortion is their top issue. This is SRN News. The average mortgage rate has risen again, reaching its highest level in nearly 3 months.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.54%. After climbing 4 weeks in a row, it's now at the highest level in nearly 3 months. Just last month, the average rate had been at a 2-year low of 6.08%. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the yield on U.S. 10-year Treasury bonds, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. Bond yields have risen in recent weeks following hotter-than-expected economic data. I'm Alex Vega.
The owner and manager of the cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse has agreed to pay more than $100 million to settle a lawsuit that was brought by the Justice Department. The settlement does not include any damages for rebuilding the bridge. That construction project could cost close to $2 billion. More details at SRNNews.com.